Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, Jay's going to be performing Friday night, November 14th. He will be at Bergen Pack Center here for a one-night-only stand-up show.
That's a great spot, by the way. I've been there a few times. It's awesome.
An evening with Jay Leno, one-night-only stand-up comedy show featuring Jay, of course. And, I mean, Jay, it's an honor to have you. BT and Sally, you're on the fan. How are things, Jay?
Good. Tell a few jokes, trying to make a living. That's the gig, you know, gentlemen. That's how it works.
God, man, hearing your voice, it brings me back. I used to love watching. I was a Letterman guy, but I loved your show as well. I just went back this weekend and watched that late night show that I couldn't get enough of, the drama with you taking over for Carson and all that stuff. What do you think, Jay, of the current state of late night?
Well, it's fine. It's fine. I'm out of that game now. Thank you very much. Well, look, you know, the whole scenario has changed. In the old days, they used to call it must-see TV. If you want to see something, you have to turn it on at this particular time. Well, that doesn't exist anymore. You can watch the entire Godfather trilogy on streaming with no commercials. You know, I mean, the thing that really hurts late night, I think, is just the number of ads, because as TV gets smaller, they put more ads in to cover the costs, and consequently, on an hour show, you have maybe 44 minutes of show after 11:30 at night. It's all, you know, if I see Jake from State Farm again, I'm going to shoot myself in the head.
Enough.
I like Kimmel. I like Colbert. I like Fallon. I like jokes. So to me, the monologue is always the part I enjoy most. So I try to catch those when I can.
Yep. That's what obviously pulls in the audience for sure. And then the ability to just have wide ranging interviews and be relatable and all that stuff, which you were phenomenal at. And let's face it, Jay, one of the things that's really changed about the late night game here is that Johnny Carson knew this, and he knew it better than anybody, what not to touch. And that, to me...
Well, it's funny that you say that, because I get beat up for not for doing the same thing. You know, it's like, oh, you know, in the real world, when you go out and you do it, when you're on TV, you're playing to a specific audience, and they like you, and they're your fans, and they show up. When you go in the real world, you're going to have X number of Democrats, X number, probably got some Trump people, going to have some stuff. So you've got to kind of try at least be egalitarian about it, make fun of both sides equally or whatever, because as soon as you cross that line, boo, and people get crazy. It's just unbelievable. Yeah. So I've kind of taken politics out of it. I'll do it a little tiny bit, but not to the point where, you know, people want to get in a fight with you.
Well, agreed. And Jay, in a lot of ways, it's really become a referendum on society where it's like I used to watch you and all the guys. I'm a big Conan fan as well. I don't think you mentioned him before, Sal, all the other legends that you did.
No, Letterman and Leno. Those are the two guys.
No, I'm just throwing Conan. I love him as well. And of course, Jay was great. But like you watch it to escape from the reality of the world. Now it's like you flip on some of these people and you can't escape the darkness of the world. It's almost flipped.
Well, I guess it's a certain amount. But I always get in trouble when I talk about this. So I try to keep it to a minimum. But, You know, write joke, tell joke, get check. It's a real simple check.
There you go.
Jay, do you have any regrets about... See, to me, you just, I don't know you first time talking to you, but you seem like such a nice guy. Reading that book, The Late Shift, and then watching the movie, even the way you've handled yourself in recent years, but you also get a bad rap with the way the Conan thing went down. You have any regrets about how NBC and that whole situation put itself out?
But tell me what went down. That's the hilarious thing about this. Nobody knows.
You tell me. They make it seem like you went back and hurt Conan. So you tell us what happened.
NBC came to me one day and said, Conan wants the Tonight Show, blah, blah. I said, all right, fine. So we made a deal to leave. Okay. In the interim, Craig Ferguson came along. And Craig was competing against Conan. And then in many cases, he was beating them. And then... Zucker calls me, goes, we think we made a mistake. I go, guys, it's your mistake. What do you want me to do? Well, we don't know what we're going to do. Well, All right, fine. So then I left. Okay. And then it wasn't getting the nut. I mean, look, ultimately, you pull your own weight. I certainly didn't do anything to get in the way. I didn't think I'd get the show back. They came to me and said, this doesn't seem to be working. I said, all right, we'll call Conan and see what he wants to do. And then NBC came up with this another brilliant idea of having me do a half-hour monologue. And then I said, run it by Conan. If he wants to do it, I'll do it. And Conan didn't want to do that. And then one thing. But my favorite thing, I was in a meeting with NBC. And I said to them, I'm just curious. You know, I've been number one for the last sort of 12 years. Why are we making this change? And one of the NBC executives says, we want what's above number one.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
I said, what is above number one? And I just started to laugh. And then they realized how stupid this is. I said, God, guys, whatever you want to do is fine with me.
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
Then they come along. Then they decided to try the Jay Leno show at 10 o'clock. I said, I don't think it's going to work. Because then the affiliates want the monologue at the end of the show, so it leads into their news. I mean, just all these kind of – it was just NBC trying to have the cake and eat it too. And consequently, you know, it kind of drove a wedge between Conan and I. And I don't really comment on it. Nothing but praise for Conan. He's a very funny guy. He's a good comic. He's good. I enjoy him. Okay. But it's just what happens. You know, it's like I tell people, who do you tackle? You tackle a guy with the ball, okay? It's not personal, and that's what it becomes. And when you're business like NBC, they're in a business to make money. See, here's what they had. They had a hit with Letterman, and they had a hit with me. So they realized if they got rid of Letterman and moved him down, there's no rule that Letterman made a gold mine out of a dead area where there was nothing at 12:30. So they said, we got to keep him here. So get him. Okay. Then Conan came along, and Conan, after a few rough spots, held the mantle just like Letterman did. And they said, well, we got two guys that are each doing well. What do we do? And they just tried to put Band-Aids on it to keep both of us happy for the longest amount of time. And ultimately, it didn't work out. Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, Jay, you were amazing, but you were no Magic Johnson. I mean, the Magic Hour, I mean.
I like Magic.
We all do.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
It was terrible. Magic hour.
I sent some of my writers over there to work for him.
Okay. I got you.
You know, I like comedy. You know, it should be the funniest or the best or whatever wins. I mean, that's basically what it is. And you don't stifle the competition, you know. Magic was a good – yeah, he just wasn't a comic.
I got you.
Like me playing basketball. Yeah.
Who was your all-time favorite guest, Jay?
Oh, you know, it's funny. I like politics, so – having presidents on, especially meeting guys before they were president. I mean, one of my favorite things was Hillary had the nomination locked up. She had it. And all of a sudden, Barack Obama shows up. Now, the interesting story on Barack, do you know who Philip Crane was?
I don't.
No.
Philip Crane, I think, was a congressman or something from Chicago.
Okay.
Caught having sex with his babysitter.
Jeez.
He's
out.
Then Alan Keyes, the black Republican conservative, ran to fill Crane's Democratic spot. The Democrats, we got to get an African-American guy to go against Keyes because it's a big African-American audience. Hey, how about this Barack Obama guy, the community organizer? So they brought Barack Obama in. Okay. Like I always say, if Philip Crane hadn't slept with a babysitter, Obama wouldn't have been president, you know, but that's just kind of a funny thing that way. Okay. So then I see this guy announce. I go, let's get him on. I call him up and I said, hi, this is Jay Leno. I'd love to have you on the show. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate that. You know, he goes, okay. So he rents a car. He flies out here, rents a car, drives himself to the Tonight Show because he's not famous now, mm-hmm. you know. And he walks out on stage. He says, Jay, my name is Barack Hussein Obama. I'm running for president of the United States. And I said to him, well, let's see. Okay, a black guy from Chicago, his middle name Hussein. I said, you shouldn't even have to campaign. I just think you'll win just based on the Hussein thing alone. And, you know, he's a pretty funny guy and sarcastic, and he liked that. And we became friends. Okay, so I even got his cell phone number. I keep in touch. Okay, fine. Well, then he wins. And as a nice gesture, he agreed to come on The Tonight Show as president, which is the first time that it ever happened. And the difference between driving a rental car and coming on as president, okay, the whole parking lot is tented, meaning from a satellite, when the limousine pulls in, they can't see where the limousine goes in like 2 acres of just tented. Okay. And he comes on. There you go. Now, here's the best part about growing up in a small town and having the same idiot friends since eighth grade. I'm telling my friends this story, right? I said, well, you know, President Obama gave me his phone number. Let's call him up. I go, guys, we're not going to call him up, okay? No, you don't have it. No, you shut up. Man. You don't have it. I do have it. So I show him in my phone book. I cover the phone number. So you see, it says President of the United States. And then I said, well, okay, what time? Okay, it's 3 o'clock here. It's 6 o'clock. All right. So I dial the number. Hey, Barack here. Mr. President, yes, Jay Leno. What can I do for you, Jay? Just here with some of my friends. Lose this number, Jay. Click.
We were talking with Jay Leno, who will be performing at the Bergen Performing Arts Center in Englewood, New Jersey, this Friday, November 14th, 8 p.m., an evening with Jay Leno, a one-night-only stand-up comedy show featuring Jay, of course, the legendary comedian. Couple more, Jay, for you, as we do appreciate your time here. So you mentioned Letterman before. You still talk to Dave at all?
Occasionally. You know, I've been a huge Letterman fan. When we started, Letterman was awkward and wasn't really a good stage performer, but extremely clever, was a good wordsmith. And I went up to him one time and I said, boy, I love the way how you put phrases together. And he'll always say beverage instead of drink. You know, I just thought it's very, very good. And then he said to me, well, how can you be so confident on stage? Don't you get nervous? No. And so we kind of took from each other, you know, and we learned from that. Like when I would do the Letterman show, Dave always gets nervous for a show. So I would go down, I'd buy a huge meatball sandwich in New York, right? And I'd wait for Letterman to come around the corner to make up. I'd go, oh, Dave, call this meatball. He goes, no, I'm going on. I'm not done. Oh, Dave. And I'd just keep pushing it to his face, you know. And then I would bring the meatball sandwich onto the show and, you know, take a bite and the meatball would fall off on his desk and he would get all pissed off. And I mean, it was just so much fun to do because the planned material we had was fine, but the ad-lib stuff with Dave's ability to be quick-witted was always, it was the most fun time of my entire career because every 4 to 6 weeks I would do Letterman and I'd always try to do something that would kind of get under his skin. Like Letterman was once in a magazine called Success Magazine. He was on the cover. So I carry it out and I go, folks, you see this? Dave's on the cover of Success Magazine. Boy, it's unbelievable. Dave, and Dave's going, yeah, you put that down. No, Dave, this is really impressive. So, and I say, you know, Dave, I'm on the cover of a new magazine. I pull out a magazine called Super Success Magazine, twice the size of Dave's, with twice the size picture, right? And of course, Letterman didn't know that was going to happen. So he really started to laugh, you know, and he starts digging. And, you know, it was just so much fun. It was my favorite time.
It was a magical time. And by the way, you know, we ran through so many of these names here, contemporaries, legends. What do you think about Arsenio? I loved Arsenio's show.
Arsenio and I do want to go on the road together. I'll tell you a funny Arsenio story. It's really good. Because we were competing against each other. Oh, you know, that kind of thing. So I watched Arsenio's opening show. And he's got Brooke Shields and a bunch, you know, the jazz guy, you know. So I'm watching his monologue because you want to watch the other guys to make sure you don't do the same joke. And he says, on my show, it's going to be about the music, about the funk. You're not going to see Barry Manilow's ass on this show. That gets a huge... So I watch all the shows every night, getting close to Christmas. And I see Arsenio come out. Okay, next week on the show, Barry Manilow will join us. I'm like, oh, Barry Manilow, this is great. So I call it, and I hadn't spoken to him in months. I call his office, and I said, hi, Jay Leno for Arsenio Hall. He don't want to speak to you. Well, I think I have something I think he'll want to hear. I don't think so. So I what do you want? So he's on the phone. Like, what do you want? Why are you calling me? Why are you bothering me? I went, ooh, next week, Barry Manilow on the show. And he fell off the chair laughing. You know, he realized, you know, on TV, you need every guest. You can't just say, I'm just doing hit people. I'm just doing this, that. And any argument we had disappeared. Ooh, Barry Manilow will be joining my show. And it was just so fun. In fact, we've done a bunch of dates around the country.
Yeah, you're doing, I was just reading up on this, you're performing more than 100 stand-up shows annually across the country and internationally. I didn't even know that's a rigorous schedule. So we look forward to that. And again, tickets to see Jay Leno on sale now, Ticketmaster.com or BergenPack.org. Use the code FALL5 to receive $5 off each ticket. Two more from me, Jay, because in all likelihood, I'll never have this opportunity to talk to you ever again. Number one,
actually, it's going okay. I think it'll happen again.
You just made my day, Jay. I've been trying to get in touch with you forever. So your cars.
Jay, I realize we'll never speak again. So let me ask you. Go ahead.
Well, the cars in the background. Now, I'm not a car guy. My father was. So we used to watch your show all about the cars. Since my father has passed, I know how difficult it is to upkeep with the cars. He had three of them. You've got like 30,000 of them. I know you love it, but how do you maintain all those cars?
Well, you know, as I said to Charlie Sheen, it's so much cheaper than hookers and cocaine. I enjoy working on. You know something? When you work with your hands, it makes you appreciate how easy it is to make a living just talking. You know, when you're in show business, you meet a lot of entitled people who feel like, oh, they're very important. And, oh, no, my client does not do that. But when you take a transmission out, you realize some guy probably made $80 for the day for doing that. And that's hard work. So you wash your hands, you go, oh, it's so much fun. The classic thing, I had a big star on the show. I'm not going to say who it was. And during the break, he says to me, hey, I want to get a sports car. What's a good sports car to get? And I said, well, you know, this newest Ferrari that came out is pretty impressive. He goes, you know, everybody's got a Ferrari. I went, okay, first of all, everybody does not have a Ferrari. Okay. And if you say that, you'll be taken out in the streets and you'll be beaten and killed. I said, most people have never even seen a Ferrari. I said, you got to get out of Beverly Hills, man. You can't just think everybody has a Ferrari. And even he realized how stupid it sounded. And we both laughed about it. But I mean, that's what happens. You live in this bubble and you need to kind of get out and work with your hands and do things.
All right, last one from me, Jay. The late shift. I referenced it before. I watched the movie even again, knowing that we would have you on. Have you seen it, and how accurate is The Late Shift or the book by Bill Carter years ago about what went on with you and NBC and Letterman and all that stuff? And your manager, Helen, at the time, how accurate was that?
I think the broad strokes is pretty accurate. Yeah, I think it's pretty. I mean, a lot of little things. Oh, that's not true. I never did that. There's one line makes me laugh. I said to my wife, honey, would you get me a cup of hot coffee? I've never had coffee in my life. I can't stand hot coffee. So I laughed at all the little things. But I think for the most part, in that broad stroke thing of show business, it's probably pretty accurate.
You've seen that. BT, you got to watch it, The Late Shift. It is incredible.
I got to get into it.
Jay, I got to be honest, man. This is great. It's a real treat. You're a legend. We appreciate it. Go check Jay out this Friday night, Bergen Pack Center, bergenpack.org for tickets. Use code FALL5 to receive $5 off each ticket. Hope to do it again, Jay. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, we'll do it again, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Jay.
The great Jay Leno. How about that? Those stories. That was pretty way cool. Better than I thought.
You know, it's funny. Like, sometimes I'll tell you, I'll get lost in YouTube, and sometimes I've gotten lost and I wasn't a huge Letterman. Like, you love Letterman.
Yes.
I liked him, and then I kind of got a little tired of him. Whatever. Humor's subjective. It is what it is. And I was definitely more of a Conan, like a quirkiness, the Simpsons. I just love Conan. Like, the body mannerisms, like that element of physical comedy. And I was a big Jay Leno fan as well. And I liked Ferguson too, but I'll go down a rabbit hole on YouTube and like some of the old stuff, like Andre the Giant on early Letterman, or Macho Man was a regular guest with Arsenio. Some of that stuff is gold, man.
Letterman,
those interviews were amazing.
Letterman is for me a dream guest. So to get Jay Leno, and by the way, the one thing about him, I feel like Jay's, I don't know Dave personally, but I just feel like based on a lot of the stuff, Jay is such a nice guy.
Approachable.
And there is you see the humility in it. Wow, not everybody's got a Ferrari. Like, you got to. Jay Leno's one of the biggest stars in Hollywood for a long time, running The Tonight Show after Johnny freaking Carson. He was on top of the entertainment world, but yet there is a humility to him. And by the way, he's also, we don't want to get into this, but he's also taking care of his wife who has dementia.
Yeah.
He's doing that. And
I think he's just a good guy at the end of the day.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's a good-hearted guy who gets painted in a negative light at times because of the way the NBC thing went down, whether it's Conan, whether it was Letterman before him.
Yeah, it made it seem like he had a knife in his hand when really when the executives are calling you back saying, we made a mistake. I mean, you got to listen to the call.
And dude, his managers, which is why I say you got to watch The Late Shift.
Yeah.
His manager, Helen, at the time, oh my God. Nightmare to deal with.
Oh, real for him?
Lying
or
to him, what? Running things, ripping, going
steal
to NBC,
money? Am I taking money from him?
No. Just being a terror.
Really?
Where he's like the nicest guy, and she is being such a terror. That's why I wanted to ask him how accurate. And he ended up having a split from her.
I was going
to
say, why didn't you get rid of her? I
mean, you got to watch it. Right. It's a must watch. The Late Shift. You're not going to read the book at this point.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.